Our second to last speaker then is Calvin Meeks, speaking on the utility of stance for managing growth of the new earlier maturing cotton varieties in Georgia.
Thank you. I'm a graduate student named Calvin Meeks with the University of Georgia, and I'm going to be talking today about some of my research concerning the utility of stance for managing growth of earlier maturing cotton in Georgia. Plant growth regulators are commonly used in Georgia to reduce plant height to an optimal level, to hasten maturity, and occasionally can improve yields. Stance is a relatively new PGR used in cotton, and it's generally applied at a lower rate, and it's generally thought to be a more forgiving product in regards to over-suppression of height. Just for illustration purposes here, we've got plants on the left that have not been treated with Mepiquat chloride as a plant growth regulator, and these on the right have been treated with Mepiquat chloride, and you can see that these plants on the right have been reduced to an optimum height, reduced the occurrence of lodging, hastened their maturity, and reduced boll rot. Prior to 2010, approximately 85% of cotton in Georgia grown was planted with Delta Pine 555 seed, which is a very aggressive late maturing variety. Now that this variety has left the market, several less common varieties are being planted, and they vary greatly in their growth characteristics and how late or early maturing they are. When Delta Pine 555 was grown, growers implemented a very aggressive PGR treatment to help control the height of Delta Pine 555. If a similar strategy was used for an earlier maturing variety that was less aggressive growing, you would run into the risk of over-suppressing the growth. And because stance has been observed to be less oppressive, it is thought that this would be a more appropriate PGR for an earlier maturing variety. Previous research has been done, and it has shown that stance is an effective plant growth regulator, whereas it's also been observed as being more forgiving for height suppression than Mepiquat chloride. The objectives of our research were to determine if stance was a more appropriate PGR for early maturing varieties and to quantify the effects of stance and Mepiquat chloride on the height, growth, maturity, and the yield of cotton varieties. We hypothesized that stance would result in milder plant height suppression and therefore would be less likely to reduce yield of an early maturing variety than a standard Mepiquat product. Experiments were conducted in an irrigated environment in 2009 and 2010 in a randomized complete block design with the treatments consisting of two cotton varieties and six PGR regimes arranged in a factorial design. The varieties used were Delta Pine 555 and Fibromax 1740, which is an early maturing, less aggressive growing cotton variety. And our PGR treatments consisted of a non-treated control, as well as stance applied at 140 milliliters per hectare, 210 milliliters per hectare, and 280 milliliters per hectare, applied at the nine-leaf stage, first bloom stage, and first bloom plus 2 weeks as needed, as well as Mepiquat-containing Mepex applied at 560 milliliters per hectare and 840 milliliters per hectare at the same time. And for simplicity, since stance is marketed at low rates in ounces per acre, we will refer to the rates at the bottom for the rest of the presentation. All PGR treatments were applied using a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer calibrated to deliver 15 gallons per acre, and all other practices were done according to extension guidelines. Statistical analysis was done using SAS 9.2 with a mixed procedure, and the data was subjected to analysis of variances, and the means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at various levels of significance. Plant height at Matchhead Square plus 4 weeks, which would also be 4 weeks after first application, indicated that Fibromax 1740 would result in shorter plants than Deltapine 555, and all PGRs applied reduced plant height compared to the non-treated control. In-season plant height once again showed Fibromax 1740 to be a shorter plant than Deltapine 555, with all PGR treatments reducing plant height as compared to the non-treated control. When looking at the interaction between variety and PGR, you can see that each variety responded similarly. However, in Georgia, when we apply PGRs, we are trying to get plant height to an optimum level, which in Georgia is between 80 centimeters and 115 centimeters in height. And you can see the white bar, all 555 that were treated with PGR treatments stayed within this optimum range, whereas the Fibromax 1740 at a rate greater than the lowest stance treatment reduced its height below what would be optimum. Total nose at the end season showed no difference between the two cotton varieties, whereas the PGR treatments reduced the total number of nodes. When looking at nodes above white bloom as a measure of maturity, Fibromax 1740 had fewer, indicating it is an early maturing variety, with all PGR treatments reducing the number of nodes, with the most aggressive Mepaquat treatments having the most reduction. When looking at lint yield, there was no significant difference between variety or PGR effects. But if you look at the interaction, no PGR on Deltapine 555 caused reductions on lint yield. However, any rates of PGR higher than the lowest two rates of stance did cause reductions on Fibromax 1740. When looking at fiber quality parameters, Fibromax 1740 had higher fiber length than Deltapine 555, and all PGR treatments caused fiber length to increase over the non-treated control, with the highest rates of stance having the highest fiber length. When looking at uniformity, Fibromax 1740 had higher uniformity than Deltapine 555, with all PGR treatments causing an increase in uniformity, with the highest rate of stance having the highest uniformity. When looking at the interaction, all PGR treatments on Fibromax 1740 caused an increase in uniformity, whereas the only increase for Deltapine 555 was at the highest rate of stance. When looking at first position bowls, there was no difference in the two varieties. However, using the PGR treatments did cause reductions in the number of first position bowls, with the most aggressive Mepaquat treatments causing the greatest reductions. When looking at bowls in the lower region of the plant, Fibromax 1740 had the highest number of bowls, indicating it is an early maturing variety, with the stance treatments causing to not reduce the number of bowls in this region. Whenever you look at the top region of the plant, Deltapine 555 had more bowls in this region, indicating it's a later maturing variety, whereas all PGR treatments caused a reduction in the number of bulls in this region, thereby hastening maturity. Just for illustration, we have Delta Pine 1050 here on the right, which is a very similar growing variety to Delta Pine 555. And on the right, we have Fibermax 1740. And you can see that the aggressive PGR treatments caused plant heights to drop below an optimum level. However, when Stance was used, you can see that this was not the case. It did not cause height to be suppressed below an optimum level. In conclusion, Fibermax 1740 generally exhibited less aggressive growth. All PGR treatments reduced plant height to nodes, influenced bulb distribution, and hastened maturity as was expected. Most importantly, yield and plant height to Delta Pine 555 was not adversely affected by any PGR treatment, whereas Fibermax 1740 was adversely affected by a high rate of stance or methylquat chloride. The data suggests that gross repetition and yield of Fibermax 1740 could indeed be achieved with a lower rate of stance. Future research that could be done would be to quantify the growth potential of newer varieties whenever they come onto the market, and also to investigate the utility of stance in a dry land environment. Below are the references used in this presentation. This will conclude my remarks. I would like to thank Dr. Guy Collins, who is my major professor, and all of the members of my committee, as well as the Georgia Cotton team for their help on this project, as well as the Georgia Cotton Commission for providing the funding for this project. And I'll be glad to take any questions anyone might have.
Questions?
The question was the optimal height for Georgia. The optimal height is 80 to 115 centimeters. It's just as a guideline.
What determines that?
Okay. It's just you're trying to reduce the amount of excess vegetative growth and still have the adequate number of fruiting sites available for a good boll load. You had a question too?
What's the mode of action
for stance and how does it differ from methylquat? The question was, what is the difference in the mode of action for stance? And stance is actually a methylquat product. It contains a higher rate of methylquat chloride, but it also contains cycloanid as a synergist to help. So you apply it at a lower rate, but it contains twice as much methylquat in the synergist instead.
I'll ask my question so everyone can hear. So you indicated at the beginning that there's this quite a number of these varieties that are earlier maturing and maybe are less susceptible to rank growth. But in this work, you've only chosen one. And I'm wondering if you feel you can be confident that Fibermax variety is representative of this type of variety and its response to these growth regulators.
Right. That would be something that we could do more, which that was one of our future things, was to look at the growth characteristics of the newer varieties. And the newer varieties, as they come on the market, some tend to be more early maturing, but that's the primary early maturing variety that's being planted in Georgia at this moment.
No other questions? All right. Oh.
Question was, since some of the Fibermax plant heights were actually within optimum levels, would we even need to treat a PGR in this situation? And actually, there is situations in Georgia where you actually would not need to even treat Fire Max 1740 with a PGR at all, and it would stay within an optimum height. It would just depend on the amount of irrigation, the amount of rainfall, whether or not it would stay within the optimum height or not. If there was a high amount of rainfall, it would still end up higher than the optimum range.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.